I want to tell you about concept running. Concept running as an interspersal of running with attention units. Now, this technique can be blown up very high, very wide. You can make a big technique out of it. They say in Hollywood, you can make a big production out of this thing. No particular reason to. Mostly because you don't need it. It's a nice big technique, but you'll find that its usage is simple. So first I'm going to give you the most complicated version I've explored of it. And I'll give you that very rapidly, and I won't ask you to have anything to do with it at all. But let me ask you this question. What's your right foot think about lying? Have you consulted with it to find out? What does your right foot think about lying? Well, just plain lousy. We'll feel lousy with it. What happens? Isn't that a fact? You must have been holding the motion there somehow. All right. How does your leg feel now?
More alive.
Leg feels more alive. Well, what's its concept of life?
Sort of a rising concept.
All right. Feel that rising concept with the leg. Now what happened?
Sort of an expansion.
You felt an expansion on the thing. Has the other leg begun to feel like that yet?
No.
Just that one leg. Well, how's your other leg feel about life? Well, it feels kind of numb. Feel numb with it. Does the feeling change all of a sudden with the leg? Now how does it feel? Now they're both expanding. All right. They're both expanding. Well, feel expansive with both of them. Where does the feeling reach now? Well, how does your chest feel?
Freer.
Feels freer. All right, feel freer all over. Feeling what?
Of inflation.
You're feeling of inflation?
Yeah.
Are you getting that feeling again of inflation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How's the top of your head feel about life? Oh, there is no feeling up there. All right, have no feeling with it. Did the feeling change?
Yeah.
Well, how do your hands feel about life?
Pleased.
They feel pleased?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Feel with your hands. All right, let's have your hands and feet feel the same now. What happens when that happens?
I don't know. I get a feeling of floating away from it.
You do?
It's a generalized
feeling. Mm-hmm. Does the top of your head like your feet?
No.
It doesn't. Well, let's see if we can string that line. Now, you got to have affinity, you know. They're in disagreement.
Yeah.
What are they in disagreement about?
I don't know, but it's strong and stretched.
Well, what's the concept in the top of your head?
It's rigid. I don't
know. What's his concept about life?
Dead.
It's dead. It's dead. What's your feet's concept about life? They seem to be happier right now. Well, now get that feeling of being dead with the top of your head. That comes down, huh? We'll get that feeling coming down again. How does this pit of your stomach feel about life? No feeling there?
No, it's mostly empty.
Oh, it's empty. All right, can you feel an outflow of attention units? Can you be in the center of your stomach and feel those attention units flowing out from it? Try it.
It's really hollow.
Well, get in the center of it and feel that outflow. All right, feel it rolling in. Now get the center of the hollow spot. Rolling out. Where's the ridge around it?
Right outside the center.
Oh, well, all right. This feel attention units hitting the ridge from the inside and the outside at the same time.
Yeah.
I sent for an ambulance for you there, so you... Did you get that? All right, how's the hollowness there of your stomach now?
It's still very empty.
Very empty.
Yeah, it seems there where the ridge is, and the attention units go in this way and go out.
Well, there's a double ridge in there, I'll bet you.
Yeah, it could be that.
All right, find that double ridge and feel the flow and bounce, the interaction there. Feel a hollow spot now, the center of the hollow spot. You're trying to move into the hollow spot. I'm just saying be in and go out. Be in the hollow spot and go out. I know. Nearly everybody's is. That's why the stomach is soft. It has a hollow spot in it. That's why there is never any feeling really in the viscera.
That's
true. Medical fact, as everybody knows.
I haven't
been able to be in the center of the hollow spot and feel an outflow of energy now. Can you feel as though there's a motor or something in the middle of that hollow spot? Putting energy out from it?
I feel it remotely, yeah.
Well, let's get it again.
Physically.
Get it again.
But not in concept.
Well, feel it physically.
As though it's coming to life in there, yeah.
Yeah, feel it physically.
That's where I do feel.
All right, feel it again physically. All attention unit running is physical.
It's amazing. I mean, it's got that sort of electronic feeling.
You know? Yeah, what do you know? Okay, right in the center. You can feel an outflow from the center still?
Yeah.
Feel it again.
It's sort of stirring, I guess.
Okay, feel that in turbulence of it.
It's a good feeling,
huh? Sure, is it filling up?
Yeah.
Well, tell me when it's flowed out to a point where it's completely full.
There's a sense of light about it. I don't know where that comes from.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah? All right, can you feel them? Which way is the flow now?
It's slightly like a birth of a volcano kind of a feeling.
Okay, birth of a volcano. All right, how does it feel now?
Good.
It feels good now. Well, now that, by the way, you will occasionally find anytime you start concept running, which you will probably jump off into attention unit running, but you can occasionally be running attention units and all of a sudden decide to whack through a couple of Gordian knots on the attention or something of the sort, and you can ask the person to run a concept. But be aware of this. The thought is very often, that is the thought concept, is very often buried by emotion. And the emotion is very often, in its turn, buried by effort. So that all of a sudden, you'll run the concept, and you're re-stimulating a thought which is underlying this tremendously heavy layer. And you'll get a person all re-stimulated by running a concept. Is it still doing that? Well, that's fine. That's fine. Your end product is theta. Your end product is theta clear. But I won't tell you when. It'll probably keep on rolling for quite a while.
Very dynamic.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
See? That would come under the category of a little assist. You will occasionally find somebody who has an anxiety stomach, who is worried, who is upset about something. You ask him about this hollow spot in his stomach and eventually coax him to run it, just as I was talking there. And all of a sudden, he'll get pain instead of anxiety, and the area will fill up and he won't have an anxious stomach. Now, when they have a very, very bad anxious stomach, you'll find repetitive cycles of hollow spots. He'll go along all right for a week, and then you run the anxious stomach again, and he'll go along all right for a couple of weeks. And then you'll run it again, and then he has it chronically for about 10 days, and you treat him every day, and you wonder what in the name of common sense you do about this. But at the end of the 10 days, it stops, and then he doesn't see you for 3 or 4 months. Then he comes back one day and says, I have a faint feeling, still have that feeling of anxiety. And you say, yeah? Well, how does it manifest itself? And, well, you know, just like it has been. Anxious, you know, and worried. Of course, not nearly as bad as it was. Well, has anything happened lately? Well, yes. Matter of fact, my wife ran away with a butler last night. But, actually, you start a person running on something like this that has an anxiety stomach, they all of a sudden catch the trick, just like that, because it's native in you to handle your own attention units. And the fellow, every time he feels anxious or something like that, he just starts looking around, he finds a hollow spot in a ridge and runs it up. Yes?
How does this relate to the physical awareness?
What is physical awareness but tension units?
Okay.
It doesn't relate to it. It is it. You notice, Sleety, when we were running this, she says, but this isn't a concept. This is physical. She never said a truer word. This is physical. This is the composition of your body itself. And by a tension unit running, you can selectively reduce, cut down, minimize areas of flesh on your body. You can erase parts of your body with a tension unit running just as though you were erasing a facsimile. What is your body but a facsimile that's really there on the line? That's matter. All right. Now, for instance, little gag on the line. A few days ago, I suddenly decided I would look young at the summer session. Well, how do you look young? All you do is take off flesh off certain planes of the face and put the planes of the face in. So I just selectively ran incident until the planes of the face were smaller. Now, oddly enough, by running these things, I found I was also running some of the tiredness lines, so I haven't been getting tired. Same thing. You, in other words, take a look at a picture. You'll find out artists have certain tricks in making people look young, look old. Just look over these tricks. You'll find out that a picture of a very small child has certain facial planes. Pictures of older people have other facial planes. It's a study in makeup. You can actually select off pieces of flesh and trim down certain bones and change your appearance without any trouble at all. I started to run this crease here between my eyes and got interrupted in the process. But I started to run this as a wrinkle and so forth and found out that it was getting my head chopped in half one time or another, and so I stopped running it. But I didn't feel like running the rest of the incident. But there, actively and actually, you have, with this technique, the power of changing your own physiological being. Now, you go on up on theta line running, you've got two choices. You can change your physiological being or change beings. You actually could do something like that. Of course, you've been present growing this body, nurturing it, taking care of it, and you were to some degree attached to it. But it is just as much an object as that erasure. And your existence with this body is something like going around holding this eraser all the time and saying, I'm the eraser. Well, now on concept running, get back on the subject. You will find that there are a finite number of concepts necessary to run. Now, you can run this thing up, as I told you right there. I'd give you a full dress parade sort of concept running. You notice it wasn't concept running that did anything for this PC. We ran off onto attention unit running. We got along much faster. Nevertheless, you will find this a handy technique to know. Here you have the chart of attitudes. You have cause, effect, no. You've got this in your handbook, it's pretty clear. Not no. You've got win, lose, these two new scales. Freedom, restraint. To change up here and not change, and create and destroy. Of course, destroy is not bottom. Destroyed is bottom. Created is about here. And that's active create. Destroy is about 1-5, and then we have destroyed ED. All right. You've got your chart of attitudes in the handbook for pre-clears. And I told you one day we were the 20th Century Limited. We thought we were going by a whistle stop, and all of a sudden we found out it was Chicago. Well, we back up on the track to the chart of attitudes here, and we find out that we take concept running for all parts of the body, any and all parts of the body, whole body or portion thereof. Run any concept on the chart of attitudes. And you can put these additional columns on your notebook there for addition to the chart. Newer charts in the future probably carry these. And the additional ones, this create and destroy, is a good one. And over here, freedom, restraint, and change and not change. Boy, that sure describes apathy, doesn't it? Not change. You'll find out that a pre-clear who is low tones, you say, how do you feel most of the time? Well, I just sort of feel like life is not worth living. And you say, well, run the feeling life is not worth living. He says, do what? And you say, well, just feel like that all over. Okay. Now how do you feel, you say? Kind of bored. And you say you feel bored. Well, run feeling bored all over. That makes me itch, he says. And you're probably off into running attention units or something of the sort. But you ask this pre-clear, how do you feel today? Oh, I don't know. I'm tired. I'm all worn out. I just feel like I can't take another. Feel like that all over. Yeah, makes my legs ache. Well, feel it again. Feel tired and all worn out. I can't. Why not? Well, I don't feel all tired and all worn out now. Now there is concept running. This is a handy little Jim Dandy technique if you ever get tired. You find yourself feeling a certain weariness. Weariness, can't go on, that sort of thing. Now, you could walk around and think about this for a long time, but actually, there's a tension unit bouncing and so forth that is going on and on. You're fixing or unfixing attention from something else, and it's going over and it's hitting this concept. So you think about it, you think about it, and think about it. These are the mechanics of it, you see. Your attention is being shifted from the incident you're in to this concept. And you're thinking about it. Therefore, you're thinking. You're not running it. You're being tired. Your concept of you is, this is a tired body. That's what you're thinking. There's a concept of you. Now, instead of laying it on you as a sort of a magical curse, what you do is turn around and say, all right, I'll be that way. To some degree, just get the sensation of being that way. The first thing you know, out it goes. That is case one. You can take selectively across the bottom of this tone scale and had any PC run one after the other bottom scale. Not scan or change, but just run the concept of the bottom scale. And he'll bog down and get more trouble than any PC you ever got into trouble before. But if you keep him consistently running bottom scale, not know, if you just get him run the concept of not knowing, and he'll say, well, that's easy. I feel sort of solid all over. You say, is that so? Well, feel like you not know again. I don't feel like I don't know anymore. I feel like I'm being affected by something horrible. Well, feel being affected. There's only one danger in this technique is don't use it on people who are low tone scale. Because you see where every one of these concepts is. It's an apathy. The description of apathy is the bottom line of the chart of attitudes. And that solidness gives you, theta-wise, what the thought content of apathy is. It says this is apathy and this is its thought content. So you will be running apathy sometime, and you'll find out that the preclear will get ideas. And this is why you have to know a concept running if you know attention unit running. Because you'll run some apathy, and all of a sudden, your preclear will get up off the couch, and he'll say, what's my name? You hang him up down in the bottom on not know. And you say, well, he's asking you questions. He wants information from you. You can assume immediately that he is hung in a not know. Well, instead of just making him run some more apathy or something of the sort, sometimes you can shorten up the whole thing by saying, you recognize what his state is, you see. It's one of these columns. So you just say to him, run the concept of not knowing. And he will. Of course, you can ask him to run the concept of forgetting, as I covered the first part of these lectures, the concept of forgotten, forgetting, anything like that, that's apathy, you see. Completely forgotten, that's really apathy. And you can run any of these concepts, in other words, and you'll get a change, but it changes rather rapidly. Why? Is you run the whole concept through all of your body instead of just one small part of your mind. You've got this little concept over here in this part of your mind, and you're thinking with that part of your awareness. And it makes you aware all over your body when you run this concept. And the second you become aware all over your body, you come up tone scale. And that's all there is to it. And it's the most simple mechanical trick imaginable. You're just not knowing over here, see? And you think you are only here. So you say, all right, let's feel all over not knowing. The second you do this, the individual's total force, two things happen. He actually moves into this little area that he's thinking with and blows it up. It goes, the second he hits it, he moves into the area. That's one thing that happens. The other thing that happens is this thing moves over him and, of course, increases his awareness because every part of his body suddenly becomes aware that it doesn't know, and 99% of his body says, oh, nuts. Now, when you run into an individual who starts concept running and hangs up in it, you say, well, this individual's been always kind of stupid. And you say, well, run the concept not know. He starts it, and he gets stupider. You say, well, let's run it some more, and he gets stupider. Boy, you know, you want to pick that up there sooner or later because you've already got him at the bottom of the scale and there's a considerable margin before he'll go out entirely, but you shouldn't strain your factor of safety on a preclear. Don't get him more than 3/4 dead before you give him a lifeline. He's getting stupider and stupider and stupider and stupider. You say, that's very, very interesting. Well, don't say that's very, very interesting. Write it down in your book and send me a letter. Because his friends might not appreciate having him around as an idiot. They might have to start feeding him or something. You have run in with concept running, get this very well, you've run into the motivator overt act dead sequence. You've run into that sequence. if he's so tired, and yet when you would ask him to run the concept of tiredness, he doesn't immediately become alive, you know doggone well that at least he is guilty of an overt act of making somebody awfully tired. You know he's guilty of this overt act. So what's the remedy? You say, well, run the concept then of tiredness. He runs his concept of tiredness and gets worse and worse and worse. And you right away, you say, run the concept of making somebody else tired. Oh, I'd never do that. Except my mother. Well, did you used to make her tired intentionally? Well, Yeah. She always used to tell me she wore her fingers to the bone for me. He's right on up the line. What do you do? You just got through blowing his tiredness. You say, do you feel tired now? No. Did I feel? Yeah, I did, didn't I? Overt act. So now, the next sequence, the dead, D-E-D, is deserved action. You say, he feels tired, so he feels tiredness all over. It doesn't blow, it gets worse. So you say, all right, who did you make feel tired? Did you make somebody feel tired? You find out maybe he was made somebody walk for miles or something of the sort, overt act. Doesn't blow. Mother, doesn't blow. He used to wear people out this way. Doesn't blow. You've run into a dead. D-E-D. Deserved action. This fellow has an overt act for which he has no motivator. He's done an overt act without having a justification for it in the first place. It wasn't done to him before he did it. And consequently, he really deserves to be made to feel tired. And he'll go on feeling tired, and he'll feel tired, and he'll feel tireder. And the more you try to run, he's feeling tireder. Because heck, this is what he wants. This is giving him a motivator, but the motivator's on the wrong side of the overt act. And that motivator on the wrong side of an overt act is called dead. A dead. It's a deserved action, and boy, do they get dead from it. So, what you do in this case is you'll just plain have to find wherever it's located on the track, and warning, you'll occasionally have to find this one with an E-meter. If you're just doing this type of concept processing without any assistance from an E-meter or anything, you'll search and search and search and search and search. And you can, if you've got one of these persons who is a dead, and there are quite a few of them around, and nearly anybody has one of these dead chains, it quite often won't blow in this life. I'd love to be able to validate the fact that you only live once, because then you can get rid of all of your sins and go to heaven and sit in the golden palace or something of the sort. Or at least have the relief and the finite end of sitting on an ice cube. Well, that's some other hell, isn't it? Well, anyhow, I get these hells mixed up. There's so many of them. Earth's the best one, though. Now, you get this individual, and his chain won't blow. He goes on feeling tired. You keep auditing him. He goes on not knowing. He goes on being stupid. He's this, he's that. You'd sure as heck better go back on whole track with an E-meter. If you haven't got one yourself, go grab a hold of somebody that has and put this PC on it. Because if you keep on running him, he's eventually probably going to use up his factor of safety. If you just treat one life and you just keep running all these deserved actions, you can get him to a point where he's practically gone. It's just wonderful. He is the freak case that we've run into every once in a while. A fellow who is all dead, who has got nothing but deserved actions, who didn't have any motivators, but out of the meanness of his own cussedness, kept doing overt acts without any motivation. Then he had to get some motivation for him. He did the whole thing backwards, so he'll start running down tone scale instead of up. And he'll go down, 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 down. You get him a diver's helmet, and he goes on down, down, down. You get him an earth bar, he goes on down, down, down. You'll say, sooner or later, we'll hit an instant, make this prickly feel a lot better. Oh, yeah. He's going to make awful sure he stays in pretty bad shape. You're not going to make him well. You've seen this pretty clear. Any of you that have done many auditing, he'll sit in a chair, and boy, will he be antagonistic towards your auditing. He'll say, yeah, what do you know about it? You don't know anything about Dynex, anyhow. And you didn't go to school for 12 years. People have to go to school for 12 years. Yes, I'll run it. Well, I'm not running it. Well, I should have run it, I guess, but I'm running something else. You've seen this character. He's a dead. There's one thing you can do for him. Very often, we have improved these deads. We've improved them simply by running them down tone scale. They're more tractable. And we've mistaken this for a release. All right. I'm going to take this up in much greater detail later. But right there, you should know about that in concept running. Run bottom scale. Run any attitude on the chart if you want to. But you'll get your extremes on the line. Run bottom scale. And sometimes you come up with a fresh concept which he just simply has to run. And one of these that is unique and is not on the tone scale should be in your notebooks, and that is the concept of aloneness. You'll find out this will solve more damn cases. Everybody goes around and says, I'm all alone. Here he is packed in like sardines, and he's all alone. Silly business. Run the concept of aloneness. The most interesting and alarming incident will jump into view. Now, that's a freak. It's actually an installation. But people really suffer from it. All right. Your motivator, overt act, dead sequence, apply on concept running. But ordinarily, if you are in even vaguely good tone, even vaguely, you're way up there above normal at 0.5. You can actually take almost anything you're doing, feeling, or thinking, and change it. Bing. Now, you talk about manhandling your emotions, manhandling and really taking care of yourself and stop being a stimulus response mechanism. Concept processing, self-applied, is the best way to train you to do what you want you to do that I know of. You feel tired? You shouldn't feel tired. Run the feeling of tiredness. You run the feeling of tiredness for a couple of minutes? Feel pretty fresh. You can actually get it down if you're up tone scale and you've been run through a lot of heavy incidents on attention unit running. You've been way back on the whole track. You've got up the basic quote, louse-ups, unquote, on the track and so forth, you'll do attention unit running, bing, 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 because it's a natural way of thinking. You can burn up your own thoughts as fast as you think them, if you want to, and you've defeated with concept handling, different than concept processing, concept handling yourself, they burn up, you're running concepts actually, but they run very rapidly, you can actually defeat the return of motion. Because it is a method of thinking and being which is above the method of receiving a counter-effort and putting that counter-effort back again. Stimulus response is what that is, you see. So you're up above that level in thought, and you suddenly say to yourself, my, I certainly feel annoyed. I was so, and all of a sudden you say, what the hell are you carrying on like this for? Well, I'm annoyed. All right, run the feeling of being annoyed. All right, I'm annoyed. I wonder what's on at the movies tonight. That's about how fast it is. Now, there's hardly a human being who hasn't gone around for days saying, oh, my God, life is so-and-so-and-so, and if they'd only done so-and-so-and-so-and-so, I'd have done so-and-so. He goes around and he thinks about it, and he says, Jesus Christ, I'm tired of thinking about this, and he goes on thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it. Now, that gives you a technique by which you can stop thinking about it. That's obsession. You can get on a subject. You'll find out it's invariably a subject where somebody's been throwing a lot of motion at you about the same thing. They throw effort, effort, motion, motion, motion. George, why don't you buy a new tire? You know those fenders are just about to fall out. You're going to have to buy some new tires. You've got a lot of money on repairs and so forth. And it's going to cost over $200 to repair that car. And you know that after you put $200 to repair the car, why, it'll run good. But you're $200, you're fixing up an old car. And besides, you ought to buy that new Chevrolet, and that'll only cost you $2,000 more than our car. And you want to buy a new car, and you ought to buy a new car. And this will go on for a while, and you'll find at first that you'll just say, well, no, and brush it off. But you're getting repetitive motion, and you'll eventually get stimulus response on the subject of a car. And you'll come up at the most alarming times walking down the street years afterwards, and all of a sudden you'll see this fellow with this new car, and you say, look at that guy with a new car. The idea is to drive a new car. It's got tires on it. New car. You say, finally you say, what am I thinking about a new car for? I'm not going to buy a new car. You go out up the street thinking about a new car. You hit the obsessive stimulus response mechanism, you see. So what you do with concept running is you find out what you're thinking about and then run a thinking about it. You're thinking about a new car. So you run thinking about new cars. And you'll find a bunch of attention units all bunched up at one place on the track, and all of a sudden, she will suddenly appear out of it. And you'll say, oh, yes. Oh, yeah, well, the heck with that. You won't think about it anymore. Now, that's obsession. Now you'll find out you can't think about something. I'm just unable to remember my name. Wonder what my name is. You know, something mild like that. So, what do? You can run it several ways. You can start running the feeling of not being able to remember my name. Okay, I'll run that feeling. You'll actually get a feeling with it, you know. You run it for a couple of minutes, and all of a sudden you remember your name. This is a good one to remember. And now, just for your edification, I'm going to show you, with regard to this, something that appeared in the first book. Remember about groupers and deniers and bouncers? Holders. Well, I'll be a son of a gun if they don't all show up in attention units, and each one of them gets explained as attention unit behavior. Completely aside from that, in concept running, you'll find out that if you can't think along a certain subject line, run the feeling of being denied that line. Run a denier, in other words, but run the concept of a denier. Don't run the phrase denier. That's useless. I mean, there are billions of them. But you just run the concept. You run them all at once. You just run that feeling of a concept of being denied this sphere of action. You can think of something right now that you don't like to do or don't like to go near that you probably should like to go near. You can think of something like this, something you stay away from that you ordinarily wouldn't stay away from if you didn't stay away from it. There's a denier on it. That's all. That's as simple as that. You're running away from it there someplace on the track. So you get it by attention units, you get it by concept. And you just think, what is the feeling of being denied at going to football games? What's the denier, the feeling of a denier about football? All of a sudden you say, you know, I think I'll go down to the stadium. Yeah. What was I worried about a minute ago? I remember I was worried about not... Well, that's silly because I don't feel like that anymore. What'd you do? We just ran the basic thought concept, the basic intent, which was a denier on the subject of football. You get that? You just ran this concept of football. That's very simple. But it gets simpler than that. Here is your various actions of attention units and intentions with regard to things, and you'll find out that a denier is running away from something, a grouper is packing up on a ridge, a bouncer, again, is the same thing of running away from something. It's an outflow of units. And you've got your, what were they? It used to be five. You've got them suddenly reduced down to three basic incidents. Now, there's such a thing as a forgetter. Of course, it's a basic apathy level, I know not. That's a forgetter. That's all a forgetter is. You just run that concept, and all of a sudden you'll get this heavy feeling, and if you run the heavy feeling for a moment, you run it, that's the end of it. If the forgetter's off of it, you don't have to remember anybody saying forget it. You can do this with pre-clears, and this is much more important. The category of mental aberration, which has been used in the past, manic depressive, compulsive, obsessive, schizophrenic, all of these various categories show up under these three categories of motion. And you get them by concept running. What's the guy who has an obsession? He's just returning motion on something where he's had too much motion thrown at him on this subject, he's going on, he's returning it. That's an obsession, and that's all an obsession is. It's just bouncing back the motion which has been bounced at him again, and you just get the feeling of fighting back on a certain subject, getting to get the concept of fighting back on a certain subject. He's got an obsession, let's say, about toothbrushes. Well, get the subject of fighting toothbrushes, fighting back against toothbrushes. You know exactly what's happened to him. He just had too many motions about toothbrushes thrown at him as counter-efforts, that's all. That's what an obsession is. So you get the concept about toothbrushes. Oh, you say, oh, yeah, that's right. He'll get one of three things, a motivator, an overt, or a dead. And if he insists on holding on to this thing, he's got the overt or the dead. But you say, get the concept of fighting back against toothbrushes. This is a new thought to him. He's just been obsessed on the subject of toothbrushes. He sees them in his dreams. And whenever he turns on television, he sees Chlorodent. So here he has this subject he's fighting back against. And you all of a sudden turn up a whole series of incidents of his little brother holding him down and brushing his teeth for him every morning or something of the sort. And he's actually been fighting toothbrushes. He's been fighting it for a long time. There's physical motion involved in it. Now, you find out that doesn't relieve you. Know that it must be an overt act. And you find out that he did it to his dog, and his dog almost choked to death. Or he did it to a cat and cut the cat's mouth all up or something of the sort. This overt act will actually blow out on the concept of fighting against toothbrushes. Now, get the concept of somebody else fighting against toothbrushes. And you possibly will get the dead too, the overt act of the dead, the real big overt act for which there's no motivator. Now, there you use concept running. In other words, you can pick up somebody, he comes to you, he says to you, I have this terrible obsession, about cats. Everybody say, go, I see cats. I have allergies to cats. My wife got a mink coat and I've been sneezing for days. And cats. I can't get them out of my mind. You say, get the concept of how it feels to fight cats. That's simple, isn't it? Get the concept of how it feels to fight cats. Now get the concept of making somebody fight cats. And all of a sudden, yes, he fixed his little brother up one day about fighting cats or something of the sort. He made a cat fight. And then all of a sudden you get the incident where he tied two cats together by the tails, put them over the clothesline, and his mother thanked him afterwards. There's cats. There's too much motion there someplace about cats. You know that. Now, he comes in and he tells you, you know, I have allerophobia macaroniosis. I read this in a book on Freudian psychotherapy, and I know I have it, and it's very rare, and it's very strange, but I know I have it. And you say, well, what is it in English? And he says, it's fear of oatmeal. And you look it over, and you see that he really is afraid of oatmeal, and so forth, and you say, get the feeling of running away from oatmeal. Get the concept of running away from oatmeal. So he says, well, I got it all the time. Yeah, I got that concept. I feel kind of scared. police. Oh, go on now. Get that concept. Run away from Oatmeal. Get that concept again. Yeah. My father and mother fighting at breakfast. You know, they always used to fight at breakfast. You say, what's the matter with your Macalura acrophobia, macaronius? It's gone. Tough. But again, there is running away from. Now, it can be a motivator running away from, or it can be his making somebody run away from oatmeal. And you will finally find out that he used to sit at the table, and his little baby brother would sit across from the table, and he would take spoonfuls of oatmeal and flip them with his spoon into the face of his little baby brother. And this was explained to him as an overt act. If this never happened to him, you see, I mean, nobody ever did this to him before he did it to his little brother, it's a dead. And you'll pick it up as an overt act, and it will relieve. You understand that an overt act is something that you've done that's been done to you. It's been done to you, and then you do it. A dead is you do it. And then you do it. And then you do it. So that a dead has to be looked up for having more than one incident. It has to have several incidents. You get that? A dead has a chain of overt acts and won't release until you get more than one incident. But just a plain overt act, the guy insists on being upset about it. He tells you about, yes, it was done to me. I was 2 years of age, and they just kept doing this to me, and they kept doing this to me. And he says, well, you get the concept of dodging oatmeal, you say, or something of the sort. He gets this concept, and you say, all right, now get the concept of making somebody else do it. Oh, yeah. Well, that wouldn't have anything to do with me as my dog. I remember I used to upset this steaming bowl of oatmeal over his head every morning. The thing blows. Now, you get this, the two sequences we've had now. The first one is just your motion lines. This is all we're talking about. The first one is an obsession. That is motion coming at. Motion coming at. Too much motion coming at. Your second line here is getting away from. Attention units going away from. You see? Attention units pouring into is an obsession. Attention units pouring out of, get away from. And this compares with this concept. And there's your third one, which is hold still. Those general categories will do it. The fellow says, you know, it's a funny thing, but I used to have that nightmare all the time that I'd start running like mad, and I'd keep on running, and I'd keep on running, but I never got anywhere. And you'd say, well, who used to hold you? Nobody. Oh, yes, my Uncle George, he used to hold me all the time. Yeah, I never thought of that. Oh, yeah. You say, well, now, who'd you used to hold in place? Oh, nobody. I wouldn't do that to anybody. Just a minute. I seem to remember something about a little boy. You see, did I murder him? No, I don't think I murdered him. I know there's something about a little boy in there. Oh, yes, it was me. Yes, I know now. My Uncle George held my head underwater. Yes, that's what that... Well, that doesn't seem right. No. Oh, gee, I remember the time I dropped the baby into the pond... And the harder I tried to pick him up, why, the more I held him down. Yes, I remember about that, and you run through it a couple of times, and he hasn't got this anymore. This makes him stationary on the track. This is a holder. This is motionlessness. Yeah. Now, you get those three categories? You can catalog every mental aberration in one of those categories. Now, actually, there are three clear, complete categories, and then there are combinations of the three. Now, you take a skits. A skits is a ridge, and a hollow spot, and a ridge. There's scare in between those two ridges. And he's a ridge here, or a ridge here. He's a solid being here, or he's a solid being here, and there's fear between.
run it out. You'll change his whole personality, but you're just running out the holder and so forth in the incidents. That's all. You flick him out of the facsimile. It's much more complicated, this business of schizophrenia, because of this. Now you've got three basic incidents, which is motion in toward, and then you going away from, and then hold. There are those three categories, general categories. And the combinations of those categories, which are a finite number, and then you've got all the use you ever put that finite number to on about 60 trillion years of track with the fanciest variations you ever heard of. And it makes lots of kinds of incidents, and there's lots of kinds of incidents that classify these various things and make them look much more complex than they are. So don't get thrown anytime you're auditing. You can do anything with a person on concept running if you really want to. The auditor says, I just can't go on. I feel so damned apathetic about the whole deal. Of course, it's a very rough deal if you suddenly unsympathetically say, all right, run me a feeling of apathetic about it. And so on. Be a little smarter than that. Run the feeling of not knowing what you were doing. He'll run that and he'll come out of some of his apathy. Simple. Run the feeling and he'll come right out. Now, here you've got then three basics of motion, their complexity as the total number of combinations of action or inaction, and out of those you've got this terrific complexity. And there's a concept that matches each of this first finite number. Now, concept running is something you can do on yourself, and it's something which you can do in combination with attention unit running. Or you can just forget about it and do attention unit running only. But you'll find out sooner or later you're going to run into the concept. Don't run words. Don't run phrases. We're going in for a much better fundamental than words or phrases. Run concepts, and that's as close as you want to get to thought. Because you'll be running concepts from clear out in the early part of track, although you won't even know where they're from. Now, that's important to you. Okay. Now, I've given you an awful lot of material here, fairly rapid fire. But this that I've given you is fundamental to running of a great multitude of incidents. And if you understand these fundamentals on attention units, they're really, really relatively simple, you'll never get any PC stuck anywhere on the track very seriously for very long. If you know concept running, you can change your own mood at will in spite of you being so cussed to you. And these fundamentals are very, very important. Now, the next strata of information which we have is a complete anatomy of the motivator, the overt, and the dead, and how you combine those with attention unit running. And in the next three, I'll try to describe that to its full extent. And after that, give you as closely as possible some very important and really very, very amusing incidents that you never suspected of you.
All right.